In Ukraine, millions of people remain displaced due to the conflict in the eastern part of that country. More than 10,000 people have died. And the people most affected by the conflict? Women. Our Across Women's Lives reporter Allison Herrera was recently in Ukraine and met some of the women and their families caught in the middle.
It's hard to bake without an oven, or a stove, or even a kitchen. But 58-year-old Gulnara Asanova is doing it. She bustles around her tiny two-room space inside an apartment building in Kiev. In it, there's a single bed and a small table and chairs. But it smells like a fancy bakery in here. With just a toaster oven and two hot plates, she's created magic. She offers me some coffee and a warm pastry with apple jam as she dusts off flour from the table. She apologizes for the mess. The place has a temporary feel, like she's just set up camp here for a few days.
When we left, we thought we'd only be away 2 to 3 months. We didn't think it would stretch out to years.
It's been 4 years. I meet Gulnara and her family, which includes her two grandchildren, 11-year-old Elzara and 1-year-old Safia, inside a place they now call home. They live in government-subsidized housing, provided for her and others like her, displaced by the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Her family are Crimean Tatars, an ethnic minority with a long history that dates back more than 1,000 years in the Crimean Peninsula. She tells me how she ended up in Kiev.
It didn't happen spontaneously. We knew that we'd have to save our children, our grandchildren, because war was coming. We saw the munitions, we saw the tanks, we saw the soldiers.
In February of 2014, Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine. She and the children left, but her husband stayed. This is not the first time Gulnara has suffered the pain of exile. Her family was forced to abandon their home right after World War II, under Stalin's rule. She grew up in Uzbekistan and finally moved back to Crimea in 1989.
We lived not far from the Black Sea. It was about a 7 or 8 minute drive. We had our own car. It took a while to build the home. It took 20 years.
Gulnara has only seen that house once in the past 4 years. She went to visit her husband in 2016. When the fighting started, he stayed behind to protect their house, and she moved here to protect the family. And as hard as it is, this is where she plans to stay until Crimea becomes part of Ukraine again.
This is our tradition. You can't do it any other way. I grew up in a big family where my grandmother took care of everything. Then it was my mom's turn, and now it's my turn.
It's often the women who have the strength to do what it takes to make sure their families survive, says Oksana Suhorukova. She runs a charitable organization in Kiev that helps people like Gulnara who are displaced by the conflict in the east. The organization is called Svoyi, which means all of us. It's run out of a tiny office powered by volunteer muscle. They help people get jobs, find them a place to live, and get them registered to receive government support. Suhorukova says that the organization wants to hold special workshops for men under 40 because they seem to struggle more and are more vulnerable to suicide. Suhorukova says some do better than others. For instance, displaced men seem to struggle more than women. And Ukraine has become the country of the displaced. The current estimate is that more than 1 million people have left their homes because of the fighting. And Kiev isn't the only place people have settled. 3 hours northwest of the capital is the village of Zelena Polyana. It's breathtaking. Surrounded by forests and rivers, giant storks swoop over lavender fields. This is where Elena and her daughter have lived for the past 3 years. They're originally from the Donbas region in the east of the country, bordering Russia. After Crimea was annexed by Russia, separatists began fighting with the Ukrainian government forces in Donbass.
My husband called one day and he said, "Our apartment is destroyed. Our documents are gone," he said. "A shell hit next to the window and the bedroom caught fire."
No home, no papers, and like so many, they had no place to go. Since then, there have been numerous ceasefires in the Donbas region, including one agreed to earlier this month. But a truce has yet to hold, and fighting continues almost daily. Here, though, Alina's family has found peace. Mother and daughter both agree this place has so much to offer, even if it's not the city life they were used to. Even if the fighting ends in Donbas, this family isn't going back.
I'm not going back at this point. I'm not even thinking about it or planning on it. I feel like I have settled down here. I work here. My youngest child will go to first grade here, in my school, in my class. I'm going to teach him. I don't even think about going back there.
Природа, говорю, какая тут. Тут же ж и охота, и рыбалка, и ставки. Детям ездить на ставки сходить.
The nature here is great. There are forests, lakes, and fishing. You have birch trees, mushrooms, blackberries. You can fish and hunt. There's everything here. We didn't have anything like this there.
And the house they live in, it's actually rent-free. They don't pay. Because here's the catch. This village is just outside of what's known as the exclusion zone, or forbidden forest. It's near Chernobyl.
Нет, вообще не переживала, потому что люди уже, ну как, 20 лет назад, оно ж пошло полосой.
I'm not worried at all, because people have been here for 20 years. Every now and then, specialists measure the radiation here, and it's all right. Why would we worry? We go mushroom picking, berry picking. What is there to worry about? Believe me, in Donbass, there's more radiation than there is here.
It's 9 miles and 32 years away from one of the world's worst nuclear accidents. That's why Elena and her family have been able to live here and rebuild their lives after their apartment was shelled. And they feel welcome here.
We're like locals already. I know a lot of people here in the village, in neighboring villages. Everyone knows me at the store. It's all normal. People here are much nicer. She already has lots of friends here.
Before I leave Zelena Polyana, I get a tour of Elena's garden to see her chickens. It's been a huge adjustment. For Elena and her daughter, they left behind jobs and a new apartment in the city for a quiet village life among fields and forests. For Gulnara back in Kiev, she went from a huge house near the ocean to a couple of tiny rooms in a worn-down apartment block. But what they have in common, neither can expect to return to their homes anytime soon, whether they want to or not. For The World, I'm Alison Herrera, Kiev, Ukraine.
To see photos of the Ukrainian women and their new homes in Kiev and near Chernobyl, go to @womenslives on Instagram or PRI.org.